Eisner rejected Lord of the Rings. Costs for Gangs of New York, the Martin Scorsese-directed epic starring Leonardo DiCaprio, which lost out for Best Picture to Chicago, soared to over $100 million and was a constant struggle between Weinstein and Disney executives. To keep costs down, Miramax sold off foreign rights for $65 million. But the bitterest dispute was over Cold Mountain, based on the best-selling novel by Charles Frazier. This was the latest project from acclaimed director Anthony Minghella, director of The English Patient and The Talented Mr. Ripley, both for Miramax. With stars Jude Law, Nicole Kidman, and Renee Zellweger attached to the project, and a script calling for elaborate recreations of Civil War battles, projected costs were in the $80 to $100 million range. Eisner was opposed to such an expensive period drama, but Weinstein pried permission from Disney to go ahead as long as he found a partner, which he did at MGM. Just as filming was getting underway in Romania, rather than the American South, to hold costs down, and with the budget at over $80 million, MGM dropped out, stranding Miramax with the bill. Disney informed Weinstein that it wouldn't accept the full cost and told him he couldn't proceed without a partner. No other studio was interested. Faced with the choice of obeying Disney's orders, it had a contractual right to kill the project, and stranding Minghella and the cast and crew in Romania, or defying Disney, Weinstein went ahead with the movie. He promised Disney he'd find a partner, and in any event, even if he didn't, he felt he could sell foreign rights for half the cost. In any event, the gambit worked, since Disney kept paying the bills. Just weeks before the Academy Awards ceremony, buoyed by Miramax's 40 nominations, Weinstein laid down the gauntlet by bringing in lawyer Burt Fields to represent him in contract negotiations, knowing that hiring Eisner's nemesis in the Katzenberg dispute would infuriate him. Disney had the right to opt out of the Weinstein's contract in September 2005, and using that provision as leverage was trying to renegotiate their deal, which Disney deemed overly generous. For good measure, the Weinsteins also hired famed Manhattan litigator David Boies. Then, just 6 weeks after Chicago's victory, and as Disney was lobbying the Bush administration in Washington, D.C. over sensitive cable industry licensing fee issues, the Drudge Report carried an item on May 11th that the Walt Disney Company is set to spend millions financing a new, explosive, Bush-bashing documentary from Michael Moore, a documentary which claims Osama bin Laden was greatly enriched by the Bush family. Moore himself was quoted as saying that the film would demonstrate how the senior Bush kept his ties with the bin Laden family up until 2 months after September 11th. Eisner and other Disney executives were beside themselves. Kundun had been bad enough, but this promised to be offensive to the White House. It was no secret that Harvey Weinstein was an ardent Democrat and liberal activist and fundraiser. But now his activism was spilling over into Disney's business. Eisner promptly called Weinstein, who confirmed the Drudge Report. "Harvey, I really don't want you to make this movie," Eisner said. Disney